it's a fake. And Middle snuffs it out almost, but check down to Holker. And Holker will take it in for the score.
There it is, man. That was that play was so cool. Jay Norvell pulling out the trick plays every single week, it seems like. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline, and just so happens to be my player of the week. Dallin Holker is going to receive a lot of awards, but that one might stick. That one I'm sure he's pumped about. Dallin Holker, tight end for the Colorado State Rams. Dallin, my man, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, listen to that live studio audience there cheering you on, man. They're pumped for you. You had a fantastic game. You've had a fantastic season, my friend.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, we kept hearing your name a lot when you transferred to Colorado State. The coaching staff, of course, talking you up in a big way. Folks that follow this program. So I was so excited to see what you can actually do. But my goodness, a huge game for you in the win against Middle Tennessee. 11 catches, 112 yards, a touchdown. I mean, dude, and you heard from Trey McBride as well. I mean, we're talking about some legendary tight ends here.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a great team win, but, you know, that was pretty cool getting to hear from Trey. Trey's been pretty cool. You know, he texts me after the Colorado game and stuff, and so he keeps up, and, you know, he's a great guy. So it was good to hear from him.
I mean, Dallin, your boy Jack Howell was in the studio the other day, and I asked him, I said, are there some comparisons there? And he was going all in. He's like, you know, Trey McBride has this area that he does really well in, but as far as, like, route running and stuff, Jack's saying you're the guy, man. I mean, that high praise when you start hearing comparisons like that to Trey McBride, arguably one of the best Colorado State Rams ever.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm super grateful for that. You know, Jack's a great teammate. I love going against Jack in practice. He makes me better every day. But, you know, to be compared to someone like that, you know, is a blessing. Trey's the GOAT, you know, so it's awesome.
I think you're beating him in the hair game, though. Definitely beating him in the hair game.
Yeah, maybe he needs to grow it out a little bit.
Okay, so take me through the fake field goal. Now, I'm watching at home on my couch on ESPN Plus, and you've probably heard the camera angles were kind of weird and stuff. It almost looked like that had a chance to be picked off. Pooler puts it in the perfect spot. But I got to commend you, because obviously you're a great tight end, but to keep your concentration on that football and then make the play afterward, that was huge.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, we were walking through the plays before the game, and, you know, Cliff Novella started to get pretty pumped up for the game, and he started yelling. He's like, get ready, we're running this. So I was like, all right. And then, you know, I seen everything in it, and we called it. And so, you know, when I seen Giles roll out, I was like, I ran through, like, there was like five guys, and I was like, oh, man, there's no way this is going to work. And then I kind of faded out a little bit. I seen it barely go over the fingertips of that guy, and then you know, it just works out perfectly from there. So it's pretty crazy.
Is that ever a hard thing to keep your concentration when you think a football might get tipped or anything like that? Because, you know, I know you make a lot of great catches, but sometimes the angle of it, and if you see a ball is about to get knocked up in the air, how difficult is that to keep your attention on the football?
Yeah, it can be super difficult, especially because you're so focused on where you think it's going to come, and then all of a sudden it gets tipped and goes like a different way. So it could be super hard. I mean, you know, those tip ones, they're not easy to get for sure.
Dallin Holker joining us, tight end for the Colorado State Rams. Are you starting to make some pitches to Coach Norvell? Because you're seeing Torrey Horton throw a touchdown pass to you. Now Giles Pooler's throwing a touchdown pass to you. Braden Fowler's throwing a touchdown pass. Are you saying, hey, when do I get to throw the football? I would like to get in on some of that.
Hey, yeah, for sure. I play quarterback. I'm until my sophomore year, so got a cannon.
you're not, without giving anything away, maybe we can expect something like that down the road.
Hey, that would be pretty cool.
Going back a couple of weeks, speaking of that touchdown pass from Horton to Holker, what was that like? Because I got to tell you, that ball was thrown. It was a pretty good ball, but you make that fingertip catch. I mean, it was a perfect placement, but you got it where nobody else could. That was a phenomenal play, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, Torrey, like you said, Torrey just threw a perfect pass. It's kind of funny because in practice, we ran it, and I was wide open, and he didn't throw it to me. And I came back and, like, joking around, was getting mad at him, and he was just like, just wait, it's coming in the game. So he threw it, and it, I mean, like you said, it couldn't have been perfect, more perfect pass. So
Man, you're doing it all. It doesn't matter who's throwing you the football. And again, Braden Fowler, Nicolosi has been awesome to see these last couple of weeks. But it doesn't really matter who's throwing you the ball. You're going to find a way to bring down touchdowns. That's what I know for sure right now.
You know, I'm going to try my best to help us win, you know. But Braden's been killing it out there. I mean, he looks great out there. And you know, he's just putting the team on his back, and we're going with it. So,
What did that win mean to you guys, Dallin, coming off a very emotional Rocky Mountain showdown for so many reasons? There was pressure, it felt like, on this game to follow that up. There was millions of people were watching CSU-CU to be able to come out on the road against a team that beat Colorado State last season. How big of a win? Is that like one of those culture-changing wins? I mean, how big of a win was that for you?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, especially because, I mean, we know how good of a team we are, and when we came out against Washington State, we didn't put on what we wanted, and we came out, like you said, against Colorado, and we put together a good game, but we just barely couldn't finish it. So, you know, we have that confidence as a team, what we're able to do, and so we knew that we just needed to put it together against Middle Tennessee, and you know, it was a great team win, and we did, and we just need to keep building off it. I definitely think we're just going to keep building and building off of that win.
We're getting a text coming in here from the Bama Bear. Do you model your game off of a current or former tight end, you know, at that NFL level?
Yeah, in the offseason, I go through all of Travis Kelce's catches, and I watch all of his routes. I just love the way that, you know, he runs his routes and stuff and how he's able to win and leverage and do different things to defenders. And I watch a lot of George Kittle, too. So I think those two are my biggest that I watch.
Travis Kelce, George Kittle. I mean, those are some pretty good tight ends to try to kind of model your game after.
Yeah. No, they're the best. That's why I love watching them. Just, you know, seeing what they're doing that's new and what else they're doing. So, yeah, I love watching them.
You know, it's interesting to me in the offseason. We talked about this Fort Raid offense and how a tight end would really fit into that. And it, obviously we didn't really see that take hold last season. But that was the talk, was Dallin Holker. I mean, this guy is going to fit exactly what this Fort Air Raid offense needs. Talk to us a little bit about that, how the tight end really does fit into that style of offense.
I think it's huge because – you know, like you said, we have some great receivers. You know, I think one of the best receiving corps in the whole nation. And you know, when you can have a tight end, someone who can kind of take over that middle, or someone else who can just help the safeties to have to stay down and the linebackers so that they can do their thing on the outside, it just makes the offense a lot more dynamic. It just opens it up for the run game, and it opens up for all the receivers. So, I mean, you know, I think it plays a big role, especially in the air raid.
Dallin Holker joining us, tight end for the Colorado State Rams. Are you becoming like Torrey Horton's best friend now? Because last season, Torrey Horton, everybody knew the ball was going to go to him. I mean, we're looking at Torrey, everybody. They're trying to guard, throw everything. Now you come in, and if I'm a defense, I'm going Horton or Holker. I don't know which guy I really can focus on here. That's got to be a nice luxury for Horton, too, because he's not getting as much attention. Now it's like 50-50.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely grateful to have a guy like Torrey out there. You know, a lot of defenses key in on him and helps my game open up a lot more. So being able to, you know, be out there with Torrey, he's an amazing player, and not just that, he's a great person and one of my good friends. So, you know, having him out there is just awesome, and it's a great time.
Talk to us a little bit. I love this story, too. Your wife, Tay Raymond, you guys transferred together. She's on the Colorado State track and field team. Jack's telling us the other day that you two are like two of the most competitive people he's ever met. I got to imagine between the two of you guys, you're constantly going back and forth being Division I athletes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always competitive in our house. I think our first fight we ever got in actually was we were playing pickleball. It's not super as big out here as it is in Utah, but we were playing pickleball, and it was getting super competitive, and we kind of started talking some smack to each other, and we just walked off the court and didn't talk to each other. So that was, you know, that was the first time it ever really came out, but it definitely is, you know, we love the competitiveness and competing, so it's fun. It's a good time, though.
Do you guys talk sports all the time, or do you try to shut that off? Because again, both being athletes, and that's such a such a gigantic part of your life. Do you try to set time aside where it's like, okay, we're not going to talk about track, we're not going to talk about football or anything. We're going to do something else completely different.
Oh, you know, I've thought about that a lot, but it's just so, like, I mean, you know, we have a few classes together, but other than that, I mean, we have a little bit of time at home with each other, and when we're not doing that, it's just, you know, sports, and so that's really, like, all our day consists of, and so, you know, it's fun just talking about different conversations we have and different things that go on during practice and at different times with our sports, so... You know, we love sports, and it's you know, a huge part of our life, like you're saying. So we love talking about it and getting to, like, see what's happening in each other's lives.
Yeah, I love the story, and I love the fire, pickleball, you know, getting after it. And I am seeing pickleball get bigger around the area. My neighborhood in Timnath, they just put in a bunch of pickleball courts, man. So it's growing in this area, for sure. I'll have to shoot you an email with a list of some of the hot spots in Fort Collins.
Yeah, no, please. You know, I've been we've been trying to find some. We went to one place, but, you know, they need to make some on here. It's a fun game.
Yeah, get you down there and start to, you know, start running the courts down there. 22 yeah. receptions for you, 268 yards, 4 touchdowns. Obviously, folks are talking about just how good of a tight end you are. And I think I look at you and I go, dude, this guy, third rounder better. I don't know just yet, but do you think about that a lot? Do you think about the NFL?
You know, that's definitely my dream. I mean, you know, that's what I work for, and, you know, that's the end goal for sure. But I kind of just feel like when you're focused on that and thinking about that and worrying about it too much, that it affects your game on the field. So I kind of just take it, you know, one game at a time, you know, just play where I am, where my feet are, be there, enjoy the moment. And I feel like that helps me play better and just play better with my teammates and stuff like that. So I try to enjoy this time, and, you know, when that time comes, I definitely will think about it more. But, you know, I just love being out here with my teammates, and so that's all I really think about right now.
Yeah, well, I think about it probably too often. I think, you know, again, your stock's just going to keep going up, man, with these big numbers and everything. Hey, what did it mean to you, kind of last question here, Dallin, to be voted a captain and be fairly new to this team, being a transfer? I thought that is such a telling thing when you see, okay, there's a lot of guys that have been here a while, they're voted captains, but then you come in and you make not just an impact on the field, but as a teammate. What did that mean to you?
It means everything to me. I mean, you know, coming in, it's a different dynamic just leaving a team and coming to a different team and having to, like, learn all the new things and stuff like that, and just how everything works and learning offenses and different things like that. So it's definitely, like, crazy, but, you know, I love these guys, and they're so great to me coming in. You know, they're loving and they're there for me. And so, you know, it's just we got a great team. We got a team of brothers and of love. And so, you know, I was super grateful to be voted captain and to be leading us out there. So it means everything to me.
Dallin, Kevin Lytle with the Colorado and posted something that said, after the Rocky Mountain Showdown, it feels like this team has become more galvanized. They're more together than ever before. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, we've gotten so close together. I mean, and it's not just, you know, obviously on the field, but, like, off the field too, you know, we're always doing things with each other, hanging out. Everybody says hi to each other. It's a great atmosphere. I've never been in an atmosphere like this. It's great in the locker room. Like, it's, you know, everybody's cool with each other. There's no drama. It's just a bunch of love. And so, you know, when it's like that, you can just go out there and play, and it's fun. It really is a brotherhood.
Dallin Holker, hey, you were my player of the week, Dallin. I mean, you get a lot of honors, but that's got to be up there. That's got to be up there.
Yeah,
how's that feel?
Sure. It feels great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, my man. I appreciate you. We love watching you play football. It is really fun. It was fun to see this team score 31 points against Middle Tennessee. And I'm excited to be out there for Ag Day this weekend. This should be a fun game coming up against Utah Tech.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you. But, yeah, it will be a fun game. You know, the orange is always cool, so looking forward to it.
All right, my man. Hey, we'll pickleball it up at some. Take it easy on me, though. I'm a rookie, so yeah. Maybe at some point we'll figure that out.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Dallin Holker, tight end for the Colorado State Rams, getting competitive in the pickleball game. Now, I was going to ask him, you know, about the Taylor Swift thing with Travis Kelce, ask him if he heard about that. But he's a married man. He doesn't need to be talking about Taylor Swift. Dallin Hulker's a stud. You like prediction. Third rounder? You think he's third rounder, Angel?
Probably.
Higher?
Maybe third round right now. You know, when you look at the tight end class that we saw last year go in the draft, there was, you know, five or six guys that were in that first round category. So, you know, if he can work his way up, get his name on the board, and maybe stick around another year, get his name a little higher.
I wonder if he will stick around another year. And I don't dare ask that. And, you know, what are we going on there? Fourth game of the season. I'll start thinking and cooking on that pretty soon. But I think he and Torrey Horton both have a year left. Torrey Horton, is he a... He's not a first-rounder, is he?
I think he could be.
You think he's a first-rounder? He could be.
It wouldn't be unheard of for him to make his way into the first round. He's a guy that maybe a lot of teams won't see if in their top five list, could be, you know, 6, 7, or 8.
That game against CU in front of, what was it, 11 million that it peaked at? He had a monster game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talented, they'll find you. It's just, will he get on a lot of those top 10 lists? You know, top 10 wide receivers, top 10 big boards, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's. I thought that was such a big game for Horton to show up in the Rocky Mountain Showdown, but continues to put together big games. Well, and let me be fair here. Justice Ross Simmons is a very good receiver as well. He had 84 yards in that Middle Tennessee game. So the cool thing is right now for Colorado State is you do have weapons. You have a lot of weapons. Although I just saw this, Angel, from Kevin Lytle at the Coloradoan. MCL injury for Avery Morrow. He's out a few weeks. Kobe Johnson is listed as day-to-day. Kevin says, I wouldn't expect them to push him this week. So maybe no Kobe Johnson. It looks like Van Shield, Damian Henderson will be leading the charge from the running back position up against Utah Tech. Now, this is the game to rest him, right? This is the game to not force the issue with Kobe Johnson. Smitty says Hulker may stay as long as his wife is still running. That's very true. That's a good point because his wife is a student athlete running track over there for Colorado State. So for Dallin Hulker, maybe it's more of a, yeah, we'll stick around here. Let's not split up here and get me out on the NFL where I'm not seeing you as much. Let's get your career done. And then play another season. Boy, I hope so. 23 minutes after the hour. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. I just threw this one together, Angel, right before the show. Obviously, I think I know what you were rooting for. Were you rooting for Miami to go for the record? Because the field goal would have tied the record, right? Touchdown would have broke it. Were you rooting? You were, right? You didn't care?
I mean, I felt good about it either way. I wasn't going to be like, oh, Mike McDaniel, you bozo, like, nah, it was whatever. Knowing Jason Sanders, he probably would have missed that field goal because he is very hit or miss as a kicker. But part of me was like,
Miami's got
go
some serious
for
concerns.
It. The other part was like, nah, we're good.
I mean, our
second string scored 2 touchdowns.
57% say yes. That doesn't make you a bad fan if you were rooting for the team to get the record on you.
But, you know. It's a very weird spot because it's good and bad on both sides, and it's like, yeah, you were classy for doing it, but also kind of not classy not doing it. Like,
well, yeah, it's
very weird.
Yeah, like what was really going through Mike McDaniel's head? Mm-hmm. You know, was he really trying to do the classy thing, or
is it classy to not run up the score? Is it classy or is it not classy to have pity on your opponent?
You could argue it both ways. I guess.
His reasoning was that we're not chasing points, we're chasing wins.
Scored 70, though.
Stop the second string.
Well, right.
They scored 56. You gave up 2 to the second string.
Well, I saw the picture of A-Chain, or now it's, what is it now?
A-Chan.
Why not keep A-Chain? That's just cool. That's a cooler football name. I saw the picture, though, where he's running through, and all of the Broncos defense
six of them.
Was on the ground.
2 of them are just on top of
They're just
other.
Laying there like, what do we do? So, I mean, like I said yesterday, in football, you can run the clock down, but I can only do so much once the ball is snapped. I'm not going to
run on, like, the left guard gap, like,
right
up the middle almost.
I'm not going to jog and slow down and not run forward.
So, there's a hole in the line. I should not run through it?
Like, I saw some stuff yesterday where people were, like, mad that the Dolphins were running up the score. Again, that sport, it doesn't let, like basketball, you can walk it down, waste the shot clock, and then throw up and put your subs in. And again, basketball, you do see the a different drop off there when your subs come in and just start throwing up shots or whatever.
It'd be one thing if Tua and Tyreek were still out there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And still throwing bombs and running yards. Like, no.
You got to feel pretty cool right now, Angel. Because your team, I told you this, Miami was irrelevant last year. They were
relevant a couple years ago.
Yeah, they weren't really relevant to me because Tua. They were relevant because of the Tua story, mm-hmm. getting hurt and concussion and all that stuff. But I didn't think this team at that point last year was, if they were going to get in the playoffs, they're going to squeeze in the playoffs, and then they weren't going to do anything. They almost did.
They got
without Tua. They almost did. Mm-hmm. But now they're the best team in the NFL. And Mike McDaniel's getting more talk than anybody in the NFL right now. He's the most talked about coach in the NFL.
It's fun, but they were 3-0 last year. In 2020, they started 7-1. Or no, they went 1-7 and then went 7-1 to finish. So the back half always scares me with this team. It's just like, ew, it starts off great and then it gets really bumpy in like November. So I'm trying to be steady about this.
I think
a page from Ed Lamb's book of coaching knowledge.
Yeah, just be steady. We'll have Ed Lamb on the show tomorrow too. Ah. By the way, Mike McDaniel though, he's the most interesting coach in the NFL. But we didn't even interview him.
Nope.
Like the meme or GIF or whatever it is going around. Meme, I think it's going around. It's like the Broncos traded this many picks for this coach and are paying him this much, only to get beat 70 to 20 by the former Broncos ball boy.
Yeah, and you know, you saw that thing about Joe Ellis and the Shanahan tension, and it's like, okay, you could see that, but when it comes to guys like even Matt LaFleur and McVay and McDaniel, who were all on that staff together, you could have had any one of them. And McDaniel was the last one to get picked up,
yeah.
Other than D'Amico Ryans.
And again, even George Payton hiring Nathaniel Hackett, you could have done some basic research and said, okay, Hackett, does he call the plays for Green Bay? No, that's LaFleur, and you have one of the best quarterbacks in the history. Why would you hire a guy like that?
Well, you look at San Francisco at that time was, wow, they got a really good running game because they had those like 2 years where they were just insane running the ball. That was because of Mike McDaniel. That was his offense.
Mm-hmm. Give me, if I'm going to hire a coordinator, show me what you were damn near better at everybody else in. Show me what you were better at. That's when coordinators should get hired. Why does Eric Bieniemy not have a job, a head coaching job?
I think there's other reasons besides.
You think he's? I've heard the interview process wasn't great with him.
I've heard that. I've also heard that he may not be the smartest person.
I don't know about that.
I've heard that.
I just know I've heard that interviews don't always go that well. But what's the main thing that just fans look at and go, why? Because it's Andy Reid, and it's Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. You're a part of that. Now, what he's doing with Washington,
let's wait and see.
If you can get Washington's offense and Sam Howell, if you can get him working, then you might have a job. But that's what you should have looked at Hackett the same way you looked at Bieniemy. Was, okay, LaFleur's calling the plays. Your history in Jacksonville, you had one good year. You were bad, wasn't he in Buffalo, too? Again, it was just clunky decision making, and I don't get it. I don't get it. 29 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mr. 700 plus wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach at the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Now, if you listen to my show, you know I talk about two restaurants that I love. I got to have places, Angel, because I work here in Greeley, and I live in Timnath, basically Fort Collins. So I've got pizza places. I'm a pizza guy, so I have to have places that take care of me. Well, you know, I got Crazy Carl's in Fort Collins. Here, I've got Cable's Pub and Grill. They're not even listed as a pizza place. They got everything. But their pizza, I just had some of it last week, is so freaking good. And today, $3 pints and then $7.99 for personal pizzas, up to three toppings. Love their pizza. Again, torn on my favorite. I'm a burger guy, pizza guy, and a burrito guy. The three major food groups. And I don't know which one's my go-to. But I know that on Wednesday, I don't have to make that decision because Wednesday's easy. $7.99 personal pizzas at Cable's Pub and Grill.
What if you made a hamburger pizza and then rolled it into a burrito?
Sounds wonderful. I might have a heart attack, but it might be worth it. I mean, this place is great. You guys got to check this place. If you haven't, you probably have. But Cable's Pub and Grill. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That was a fun interview with Dallin Holker. It was kind of cool for the show, Angel. We talked to a lot of players, and it's really cool to interview these guys and then perhaps see them on the at the next level. You know, David Roddy, we sat, not in this studio, he sat downtown Greeley with me every single week. And now you get to see him play for the Memphis Grizzlies. We had Trey McBride on a couple of times, playing for the Arizona Cardinals. And even these guys that aren't playing in the NFL or NBA, they're playing overseas. So we really value that here on this show. So we appreciate some of the support we're getting, like on Twitter. I know the Broncos and the Buffs are a hot topic. You know, they are. But we all know what happened to Hot Topic, right?
Well, like, just speaking on that is, like, when some of these local kids go off to these maybe not major professional leagues, mm-hmm. they go back and say, all right, I want to research Dalen Kuntz a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me learn about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's 20 podcasts of him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me learn what this kid's about. And if you listen to the Dalen Kuntz show, you're going to learn so much about that kid.
Yeah.
And now he's off doing international basketball.
Yeah, people like to compliment that here, that we do that. Why not, though? Like, I can't do 3 hours talking about the offensive line scheme for the Broncos. I can't. I mentally
say so much, and then you're just ranting.
Right. I can't. I don't have that skill set. I love football. I played football at high school, but I can't sit there and tell you that. So first off, I can't. Second, it's not interesting to me.
Also, you're a nice guy. Like, people will listen to Colin Cowherd because it's, oh, I hate this guy talking for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Brady, it's like, oh, he's such a good guy. I want to listen to him.
I don't know. See, I've heard some of the opposite, too. I hear people coming at me sometimes.
Ah, you just mute them.
Yeah.
You don't see those comments.
A little cocky sometimes. And I'm not really a cocky guy.
You don't keep receipts.
Maybe
a few.
I really don't keep receipts. I really hate that that's a new thing now, by the way. Like, that's a new say. He's, like, registering for every word in the dictionary.
Well, nobody keeps receipts anymore. Like, oh, you need a receipt with that? Sure. Take it, crumble it, throw it away as soon as you walk out.
Okay, what's Ohio State's coach's name?
Ryan Day.
Okay, Ryan Day, Lou Holtz, going at it.
Mm-hmm.
You got Dan Lanning versus CU fans going at it. College football, they're keeping receipts nowadays. They're like WWE. It feels like that now. These guys are talking like they're going back and forth. Lou Holtz is coming firing back at.
Well, I mean, it used to just be the fans that would do that, and the coaches and players would kind of stay out of it and let their playing talk for them. But in this world of social media, everyone's got a story, everyone's got a tweet.
You think it's social media that's fueling it more?
Yeah,
because
coaches know. Oh, if Dan Lanning, hey, record this speech, I'm going to give him here in a second.
It'll blast.
Recruits will see that. Players in the transfer portal will see that and say, I want to play for that guy.
Yep.
And if Coach Prime does the same stuff.
Well, like if back in the day, if Lou Holtz said something negative about Ohio State, if you didn't watch it right then, you know, maybe you see clips of it later on. But it's not as if college coaches are just sitting around watching TV all the time. They do have their phones on them all the time. And they get notified if their name comes up in Twitter or X.
Some intern will be like, hey, coach, mm-hmm. just so you know, they said this on game day right before you go on there, so they may ask you about it.
They look at this stuff, and they don't even deny that they do anymore. I mean,
does it affect their day-to-day? Probably not.
But primetime, it will flat out come out and say, I saw your... It used to be back in the day where coaches were like, I don't listen to anything or watch anything or read anything that they say about us. No, that's like primetime's flat out. Like, I saw that bull junk you tweeted. They're calling it out.
He's very active on there.
Oh, yeah. He's extremely active. Extremely active on Twitter. I hope his Shiloh's okay.
What's going on with him?
A kidney? Is it a kidney thing?
I've been seeing that around. I thought it was a joke or something. But
no, he's
serious.
It's a serious deal. Yeah, he was taken to the hospital after the organ loss. So we'll see kind of what is going on with him. But he was peeing blood and everything, man. So, you know, all the
lacerated kidney.
Yeah, all the rivalry stuff aside, and you know, trash talk aside, you don't want anybody to be hurt and going to the hospital and things like that. So maybe we'll get Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, give us the rundown there. Before we break, Lemons Heating and Cooling. You see their vehicles everywhere, which you know what that means? When you see a logoed vehicle all over the place, that means everybody's doing business with them because they've heard good things about them and they believe in that business. So when you see them all over the place, that means they're doing something. You're seeing Lemons Heating and Cooling out more and more and more. I drove by one of their guys the other day. They're an HVAC contractor here in Greeley. They'll service throughout northern Colorado, though. Free estimates are available at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. 40 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Steamway Floor to Ceiling has this massive showroom with tile, luxury vinyl, hardwood, carpet, granite, cabinets, countertops. You're going to be amazed if you check this place out. If you're in the need, if you're in the market, and you're wanting to renovate a bit, upgrade, or restore something, Steamway Floor to Ceiling, that's the one to call. They've been family-owned and operated for over 35 years. They've been a big prep supporter here on KFK. I know they're supporters of the Colorado Grit as well. Are you getting out to a game? I'll be curious to see get your thoughts on that.
So I think it's Friday. I'm supposed to get a ticket from somebody that's on a plane right now.
He didn't give you a ticket?
I don't think so. He asked me last week, "Hey, you want to go to this game?" I said, "Sure." All right.
That's the thing with Tanner.
I'll let you know
when he's in vacation mode. He's in vacation mode 4 weeks before he gets to vacation. Like, he talks about it on the air over and over and over again. And then, yeah, I always joke with him. He's like, "Yeah, I'll see you." I'm like, "Oh, where are you going? You haven't mentioned it. You're leaving?" Like, if Tanner is going golfing or, you know, riding a cow or something or going on vacation, everybody knows about it. Mm-hmm. He'll mention that. Like, if I'm going on vacation, I'm just like, the Friday I'm getting ready to leave, I'd be like, "Hey, by the way, I'm out next week." Everybody knows, like, Tanner's itinerary. They know when he's getting on the plane, what time, mm-hmm. which plane he's using, which airline.
We've been tracking his flight all morning.
What did he leave this morning?
I think so.
Going to what's he got, like a bachelor party, extravaganza, 4 day week? Mm-hmm.
Guys weekend, something like that.
I joked. I said, "You're going on a bachelor honeymoon."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most bachelor parties are like a party. You get together with the fellas. And you go somewhere.
It's a party. It's just get together with the fellas and go somewhere.
I went to the last one I went to, we went up to Estes Park and we just like rode their like little whatever they're called into the mountains and the rocks and stuff. Little ATV thingy. I don't know, whatever it was. I'm not a car person. But that was kind of, you know, we did that for a day, stayed the night up in Estes Park. But Tanner's like, they're going away for like 6 days. So that's it. Hey, more power to them. Some people do it differently. So we'll see what.
I was going to suggest bowling.
Right.
Get a couple of draft beers and call it a night. Yeah. Get home by 9.
And I wasn't even invited, by the way. I'm in.
I was wondering why you were here.
With ours,
we're close, but we're not that close.
I can't leave for 5 days. You know, Tanner will learn this. When you have a child and you say, "Hey, by the way, honey, I'm going to Mexico," that ain't going to fly. But it's also, I know this is going to sound calloused and cold, it's football season. Every week, I cannot afford to miss a weekend of football that kills the radio show. So I can't shut
his
off.
His wedding is in like a couple of weeks on a Saturday.
His is on a Saturday.
He's lucky it's Bama's bye week.
As a sports guy. You know, as a sports guy, you schedule a wedding. That's in the summer. You know, it's during the Rockies games.
February. Perfect touch.
Yeah. Even then, though, am I missing a Nuggets regular season game 80 or game 71 or something like that?
All-star break. You're good.
No, I'm happy for him. I was like, do not, I mean, not that I have any power over this. I thought he was going to schedule it over the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Like, I thought that was going to happen, Angel. But he didn't. So, good for him. 46 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. What do we have? We have a pair of tickets we can give away for the Colorado Grit coming up. Let's see. This weekend, you've got, they're going up against the Odessa Jackalopes. 7:15 Friday night, and then 3:45 Saturday afternoon. So, you get your choice. You call now, and we just need your email so we can send it over to them so they can hook you up. And then you get to pick which game you go to. Let's do caller number, you know what? First caller. First caller to buzz in right now on the First Advantage Hotline. 970-353-1310. You guys got to check this out. I'll give tickets away tomorrow, too. But I'm hearing so many good things about this. Affordable. Family fun. You're not worried. The fights are taking place on the ice, not in the stands. Caller number one, 970-353-1310. Your chance to go see the Colorado Grit this weekend. 11:47 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. Were you rooting for the Dolphins to go for the record on Sunday? That's just how bad it's getting for Denver. I mean, it was at the point where 50 points is bad, and then you start going, you're already killed. You're already getting smoked. Might as well just make it hurt. Make it memorable. Hit rock bottom.
Take the decision out of their hands. Just let them score.
Yeah. I don't know if the Broncos wanted that to happen, but I was of the mindset, hit rock bottom. You know, it's like you're going on a diet, right? And today's your last day of being off the diet. You're getting ready to start the diet tomorrow. So I'm going to eat like a sad person and just going to eat everything in sight. Go to bed bloated and feeling terrible about myself because the diet starts tomorrow. That's kind of how I felt with the Broncos. Maybe you can recharge this thing, but you need to hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I mean, you fell down a bottomless pit, and the bottom is approaching, but right before you hit it, you just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, wait, I'm not done falling?
Yeah, keep falling.
Do I start climbing now, or do I stay here?
No, keep falling.
Why do we fall, Brady?
So we can get back up. Is that why?
So we can learn to pick ourselves.
Oh, okay. Batman. It's Wednesday, so does it feel like the sky is still falling? It does. Go beat Chicago, and you're in the win column. I don't know how that makes a lot of people feel. Lose this game, and it's over. Those of you doubting the... you know, tank for Williams or whatever, doubting it. If you lose to Chicago, that's where you are. You can deny it all you want, but you're not doing anything if you lose to Chicago this weekend.
Of those two teams, which team feels better about a win?
I would say Denver feels better. Chicago is kind of in a state of, and so is Denver, but Chicago feels like they're more in a state of unknown. Do they want Justin Fields anymore? Do they want to keep going? They have players coming out, calling out coaches. We haven't heard that yet with the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, if the Broncos are a dumpster, the Bears are on fire.
The Bears are a forest fire.
Yeah.
And it's out of control.
And Smokey is gone.
Denver is like, yeah, it's a dumpster fire. It's rolling down the interstate right now. And it's not good.
It's a newish dumpster.
Yeah. But you can still, if you can catch the dumpster rolling down the interstate, and you can still put the fire out.
You got to catch it first.
You got to catch it first, though. And if you don't, it's getting ready to roll off the side of the road into the ditch and then become a forest fire, which will happen if they lose to Chicago this weekend. And then I think you have to have those real conversations. Like, it's Wednesday. Obviously, Jerry Jeudy, Garrett Bowles, Justin Simmons, Cortland Sutton, Randy Gregory, Patrick Surtain are still on the football team. But if you lose to Chicago, I think you are... I think you have a sale going on. And again, I've always had had trouble with this. Like, why would you trade one of your good pieces, like a Patrick Surtain, just to get a first-round pick? Because now you just traded out first-round picks, right? So you basically just said, well, rather than a shutdown corner, we're going to use this first-round pick on whatever. Quarterback, tight end, whatever. But you have to look at what's not working. Having a shutdown corner along with one of the league's top safeties isn't really doing much for you. And last year you were a top defense, but you weren't really creating turnovers and changing the game up, flipping the game upside down.
And what, you know, important about that is, yeah, you're getting rid of a corner, but you're also getting a guy that's on a 4-year contract that's already taken care of. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about resetting the market if it doesn't work out.
And Surtain's going to be a high money guy. Mm-hmm. This is already year 3 for him. So
this is contract year, right?
Is it next year?
You could start a contract negotiation.
Yeah. Yep. And trust me, I love Patrick Surtain. I love my favorite position in sports is in football is probably cornerback. Now, I've always said this. I subscribe to the, you know, defensively, you get the four pillars, you get two good pass rushers and two good corners. You can do a lot with that. I can get very creative in the middle if I have that. But the way the Broncos are right now, having a shutdown corner with a defense that's going to give up 70 doesn't do you much. Great. That side of the... And Surtain did get burnt. Everybody was done by the time that fourth quarter started. Maybe the third. All right, we got a busy second hour. I got the lunch rush. We'll get to that. I got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, give us a Shiloh Sanders update. I have Cody Tucker going to join the program. Don't look now, but the Wyoming Cowboys putting together a really solid season. So all that more coming up on the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.